Los Alamos scientists have spent decades calculating ignition thresholds for natural and man-made items in the vicinity of a nuclear detonation. Pine needles and black rubber can spontaneously ignite 7.5 miles from the center point of a 1 megaton detonation, as does most car upholstery, whereas plastics are more likely to emit jets of flame. Are these mini torches of fire start new fires, which start new fires? Buildings not yet ablaze soon will be. This includes most of everything south to Alexandria, west to Falls Church, north to Chevy Chase, east to Capitol Heights, and all the neighborhoods in between. Just 5 minutes have passed since a nuclear bomb hit the Pentagon. The fire that is burning down Ring 2 will kill more people than the bomb itself. Stanford scholar Emeritus Lynn Eden explains, the energy released by this mass fire would be 15 to 50 times greater than the energy produced by the original nuclear detonation, with winds powerful enough to uproot trees 3 feet in diameter and suck people from outside the fire into it. Human beings will be physically drawn up from one space into another, as if caught inside some monstrous, colossal vacuum or pump. Ted Postol describes how this happens from a physicist at EMS point of view. A counterintuitive process begins, he says. The fireball will rise buoyantly to an altitude of maybe 5 miles before it stabilizes. During the process of rising, it creates gigantic afterwinds on the ground of roughly 200 to 300 miles per hour, internal, just from the sucking action of this rising fireball that move inward rather than outward. As this whipping, whirling cyclone of fire grows more vicious by the second, it begins to create its own weather as it burns out of control. In the next few hours, it will consume all of Greater Washington, D.C., and the suburbs beyond. It will destroy everything and everyone in the city until there is nothing left to burn. Meanwhile, the Bomber TMS electromagnetic pulse has knocked out electricity. Without power, there are no water pumps. Without water, there is no way for humans to put out these raging fires. No emergency crews will arrive. Lethal level radiation after a nuclear explosion means first responders wait 24 to 72 hours before going into regions at the outer edges of the vast fire zone. In the time that passes, everything in a 100 square mile, or more, radius around Ground Zero will burn. FEMA TMS own headquarters, located 2.1 miles northeast of the Pentagon, at 500 C Street Southwest, has been flattened. FEMA TMS 10 regional offices around the country are already overwhelmed. Across the landscape of Ring 2, parts of buildings that survived the initial blast collapse, adding more fuel to the fires. Gas lines explode. Tankers carrying hazardous materials explode. Chemical factories explode, setting new fires. In pockets of places not yet physically ablaze, superheated winds of hurricane force bring air temperatures in excess of 1,220 degrees Fahrenheit, melting lead and aluminium. In the outer edges of Ring 2, survivors in subway tunnels and basement bunkers gasp for air. If the carbon monoxide hazard TMT already killed them, it will soon. In secret tunnels beneath the Capitol building and the White House, statesmen and staffers bake to death as if inside a broiler oven. Like firefighters caught in a raging wildfire, there is no way to escape. No way to survive. In Washington, D.C., all is lost. 38 minutes, Raven Rock Mountain Complex, Pennsylvania. It is 3:41 p.m. local time when the Osprey touches down on the helipad near Citra TMS West Gate. The nuclear command post is on lockdown. Soldiers armed with assault rifles man the guard towers, eyeing the tree line for possible breach or attack. With FPCOM Delta in effect, all area personnel have been called to arms. Everyone at the Raven Rock Mountain Complex in the Blue Ridge Mountains is on the highest level of threat alert. The Secretary of Defense and Vice Chairman will be taken in through Portal B, a double-doored entrance shaft near the fortified east vent. But getting out of the helicopter in this scenario is taking longer than it should. The Secretary of Defense has been blinded by thermonuclear flash. Because he cannot see, he cannot walk without someone guiding him. The visual impairment is likely non-permanent. Nuclear flash can temporarily blind people and animals who happen to be looking in the direction of a nuclear explosion when it occurs, even if they are as far as 50 miles away. The Secretary of Defense was looking out the helicopter window in the direction of the Pentagon when the bomb detonated. The transparencies on the Osprey are among the most sophisticated in the world, but the ATMD never been put through an actual nuclear bomb test. The SecDef knew better than to look in the direction of the bomb when it exploded, but like a moth drawn to a flame, he had to see deterrence fail with his own two eyes. He had to see it to believe it, and now he is TMS blind. There is still no word from the president. This is not good. The vice president, the speaker of the House, the president pro tempore of the Senate, the secretary of state, and the Secretary of the Treasury have all been unlocatable since the bomb struck the Pentagon minutes ago. With these five individuals now presumed dead, the Secretary of Defense is the next in line for presidential succession. Someone needs to be sworn in as Commander-in-Chief, and fast. Now is not the time for the nation to be without a leader, but a suddenly blind Secretary of Defense addressing a terrified nation to announce he TMS the acting president in an unfolding nuclear catastrophe is far from ideal. Aides help the sightless SecDef disembark from the helicopter. The group passes through security and into Portal B, into an elevator that takes them down 650 feet into a series of cavernous tunnels and bunkers and office-style rooms. Raven Rock was built to hold 3,000 people inside its original 265,000 square feet of space, including leaders of the military branches and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But a nuclear strike against DC is a decapitation event. Only a handful of people got out of Washington before the bomb hit. The Marine helicopters carrying the President and TMS executive staff have also been radio silent since detonation. The Secretary of Defense and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff discuss the most pressing issue at hand. Vice Chairman to SecDef, we need to get Moscow on the line. Each has been trying to reach their Russian counterpart, without success. They are in agreement that nothing is more imperative than to get the Russian president on the phone. As the pair moves through the underground command center, DISA continues to work to connect with the Kremlin. Aides scramble to locate a Bible or any kind of book for the potential swearing-in ceremony for a new commander-in-chief. Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as president with his hand on a three-ring binder. The SecDef and vice chairman debate their approach with Moscow. Do they tell the Russian president that the American president is missing and presumed dead? SecDef, we should wait. Vice chairman, there TMS no time to wait. We tell Moscow now. SecDef, without a president we look weak. Vice chairman, miscommunication comes with too great a risk. DISA, WATMA connected with Moscow. The vice chairman takes the call. She is greeted by a member of the Russian general staff. Vice chairman, we need to speak to your president immediately. WATMA under nuclear attack. We mean no harm to Russia. The Russian general responds, the Russian president is available for the president of the United States. Vice chairman, repeats, the US is under nuclear attack. It RTMS like he didn't TMT hear her. Russian general, NTH degrees. Which means AAs. The vice chairman tells the officer of the general staff that Russia must refrain from any military action until the two nuclear-armed adversaries can get their two presidents on the phone. This is non-negotiable. She is firm. The officer says in Russian, eth apostrophe th degrees n tildo eth inverted question mark n tildo eth micro eth middle dot eth sidilo eth apostrophe th micro eth 1/2 n tildo f eth pilcro eth micro th 3/4 eth pilcro eth micro eth 1/2 eth plus minus n th eth 1/2 eth degrees eth 1/4 eth inverted question mark eth 3/4 eth middle dot eth squared eth 3/4 eth 1/2 eth sidilo no. Which translates as, your president should have called us by now. And the line goes dead. 39 minutes, NATO headquarters, Brussels, Belgium. It is 9:42 p.m. local time at North Atlantic Treaty Organization headquarters on Boulevard L.A. tilde copyright Opold 3 in Brussels, Belgium. Inside the glass-faceted building, designed for the Belgian Ministry of Defense to represent interlocking fingers, NATO moves swiftly into action. The function of NATO is to further democratic values and peacefully resolve disputes. NATO's mission is to promote unity and cooperation, but NATO also promises lethal action if any one of its members is attacked. Now that the US has been hit by nuclear weapons, NATO invokes Article 5, its provision that states an attack on one member is an attack on all members. That each member of the alliance will come to the aid of the attacked party, and with nuclear force if necessary. NATO does not own nuclear weapons, but the US keeps 100 nuclear bombs deployed on NATO bases in Europe. These 100 tactical nuclear weapons are part of a so-called nuclear sharing program between NATO and the United States. This means that US nuclear equipment has been installed on jet aircraft fleets at 6 military bases in 5 NATO member countries. Each counter-UAS air force is assigned to carry out NATO strikes using U.S.-owned nuclear bombs kept on each base. But before any of these nuclear missions can occur, before any nuclear bombs can even come out of their WS-3 vaults and get loaded onto jets, NATO's nuclear planning group must receive authorization from the President of the United States. According to the NATO press office, the UK Prime Minister must also authorize this action. But no one knows where the US President is. Or if he is even alive. Cars squeal down Boulevard L.A. tilde copyright Opold 3. Local leaders are deposited at NATO headquarters at TM front gates and run inside. They hurry into the headquarters conference hall, where the nuclear planning group members assemble on electronic teleconference, on a massive television-style screen. NATO translators speaking more than a dozen different languages place headphones over their ears, listen, and wait. Every member of the NATO nuclear planning group waits for word from, or of, the American president. And while they wait, air crews at 6 airbases across Europe receive emergency action messages to prepare for war. At bases in Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, at 2 bases, Turkey, all airmen and soldiers at each of these bases get ready for combat, each base already at IFCON 1. Pilots and crews rush into hardened aircraft shelters or concrete igloo-type structures that are able to sustain a hit from a 500-pound bomb, and where nuclear-capable bomber aircraft are kept. Everyone is now waiting on word from the chain of command. 39 minutes, National Defense Management Center, Moscow, Russia. Inside the war room at the National Defense Management Center in central Moscow, members of the Russian General Staff focus on video screens. They are watching real-time actions at NATO bases across Europe, thanks to a network of surveillance systems and other assets in place. In Belgium, in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Italy, and in Turkey, NATO bases equipped with nuclear-capable jet fighters idle on runways, awaiting orders. From the Russian point of view, this movement to and there is lots of ATAR sets off a series of cascading alarms. Using signals intelligence intercepted from NATO communications systems, and algorithms run by the supercomputer in the basement of the National Defense Management Center, Russian analysts interpret what they believe is happening in nearby Europe. Their conclusion is that NATO is preparing nuclear strikes. Russia considers NATO a primary adversary. For decades during the Cold War, Russia had its own alliance, the Warsaw Pact, aimed at countering NATO and the West. Newly declassified documents show that the Warsaw Pact countries Albania, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, Hungary, Poland, Romania maintained their own nuclear attack strategy against the West for decades. This despite Russia still claiming today not to have had a launch on warning policy during Soviet times. Despite intense animosity and name-calling over the decades, NATO and the Warsaw Pact countries never engaged in direct military conflict. There was posturing and skirmishing, but no live-fire battles. When the Soviet Union dissolved in December 1991, the Warsaw Pact ceased to exist. And then, one by one, lands formerly controlled by Russia began shifting their allegiance to the West. For many in Russia, it was a slap in the face. By 2014, the Russian Federation officially reinstated its anti-NATO position. The expansion of NATO into Russia TMS old neighborhood was undermining global stability and violating the balance of power in the nuclear missile sphere, a official Russian military doctrine declared. Now in this scenario, generals inside the Russian National Defense Management Center watch activity swirl around nuclear-capable jet fighters at air bases including Aviano in Italy and Kleinbrogel Air Base in Belgium. These NATO bases are considered within striking distance of Moscow, some 1,300 miles away, roughly the same distance as from Boston to Miami. Inside the war room at the National Defense Management Center in Moscow, contingency plans come to the fore. The missile attack, early warning information from Tundra satellites, confirmed by Serpukhov 15, has activated the Kazbek communications system. Pavel Podvig tells us that this kind of early warning notification confirmation would initiate a nuclear high alert status known as a preliminary command.AA. Once this is done, A. Podvig clarifies, A. Overion waits. And they wait. They wait until they actually have an actual instruction to launch. How the Russian generals begin sharing their opinions about what is happening in the United States, and what should happen next. The future of Europe hangs in the balance. The consequences of a nuclear conflict between Russia and NATO are cataclysmic. A 2020 computer simulation by nuclear weapons scholars with Princeton University a TMS program on science and global security found that a nuclear exchange between Russia and NATO would almost certainly escalate quickly, leading to the death and injury of nearly 100 million people in the first few hours. The Russian generals talk among themselves. They prepare what they are going to say to the Russian president. 40 minutes, Cheyenne Mountain Complex, Colorado, the US military has fired 82 nuclear warheads at North Korea with the goal of decapitating the Kwantrea TMS leadership before it launches any more nuclear strikes against the United States. This action is based on military doctrine called restoring deterrence. Nuclear war is not supposed to happen. Deterrence is supposed to hold. But if it doesn't TMT, restoring deterrence is what happens next. AO changing an adversary at TMS decision calculus regarding further nuclear escalation is how a 2020 White House briefing document described it. In the words of STRATCOM Commander Admiral Charles A. Richard, 2 years later, AO deterrence day-to-day is different from deterrence in crisis. It RTMS different from deterrence in conflict. It RTMS different from deterrence after first nuclear use, when you were attempting to restore deterrence. A restoring deterrence after first nuclear use in this scenario involves STRATCOM using overwhelming nuclear force in an effort to pressure the attacker to capitulate, to render them incapable of further attack, to change their decision calculus. But will it succeed? According to the US Army, this task on a scale of military hardship ranges from difficult to impossible. North Korea TMS supreme leader has almost certainly disappeared into one of the national TMS many underground facilities. Into a deeply buried bunker system, a labyrinth of tunnels and command centers that has been carefully engineered over decades to hide the leadership before, during, and after a nuclear war. AO North Korea is known to have an extensive network of tunnels and underground facilities used for suspicious purposes, I says the Army through a spokesman, including infiltrating the South, protecting the reclusive regime, and conducting nuclear tests. A using defector accounts, the South Korean military has mapped out some of the North TMS underground system and believes as many as 8,000 bomb-proof bunkers presently exist. But because Western intelligence assets in North Korea are air, the US remains mostly blind to the details. AOS is one of the hardest, if not the hardest, collection nation that we have to collect against, CIA Director of National Intelligence Daniel Coats told Congress in 2017. We do not have consistent ISR, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. There are gaps. The North Koreans know about these. And as Bruce Blair wrote in 2018, the possibility of intelligence gaps and hidden North Korean nuclear weapons and command bunkers would vex the U.S. In any future war fighting campaign. This includes where the North Korean leader might go to hide after launching a preemptive salvo in a nuclear war. To stop North Korea from launching more missiles, STRATCOM must destroy North Korea TMS leadership and its nuclear command and control. This poses an even more challenging problem, according to intelligence analysts in Washington think tanks. The country is run by a small group of loyalists called the Personal Secretariat, a majority of whom remain with the leader at all times. This unusual cadre of men and women includes his political and military advisors, but also his bodyguards, bankers, assistants, or even his child Rena TMS nannies. Michael Madden, director of the North Korea Leadership Watch at the Stimson Center, explains. The personal secretariat manages everything. His schedule. His haircuts. What he wears. His billions of US dollars in foreign bank accounts. One unit assassinates people. Another assumes military commands. And another has command and control over all of North Korea TMS security and military forces, including its nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. How to target a group of people holding the reins of power, when almost nothing is known all about who they are, and even less about where they are. North Korea does not TMT produce public reports. They have no independent newspapers or magazines. Most intelligence community information comes from satellite images and defect reports, which means the first 32 submarine-launched nuclear warheads will strike akin to force targets, to include North Korea TMS nuclear launch facilities, North Korea TMS nuclear command and control facilities, North Korea TMS nuclear weapons production facilities. In its attempt to decapitate North Korea TMS leadership, the Defense Department will have to kill millions, or tens of millions, of North Korean civilians. Some argue this violates the United Nations Charter, as well as the jus ad bellum principles of international law. That it violates the two fundamental principles of humanity and military necessity, including three long-standing requirements regarding distinction, proportionality, and avoidance of unnecessary suffering. But as humans around the world are collectively about to learn, the first rule of nuclear war is that there are no rules. The Defense Department TMS logic in destroying the North Korean capital city of Pyongyang, as well as large swaths of the countryside, is that it will put an end to one decision maker TMS madness. The presumption here is that killing millions of North Koreans with a barrage of nuclear warheads offers the best chance of stopping North Korea TMS leader from killing millions more Americans. That killing more people can prevent killing more people. That it can restore deterrence. But will it? 40 minutes, 30 seconds. Ho Jungni is a grave currency diarist is broken bar negation, underground facility, Hwapyeong County, North Korea, in an isolated mountain valley in northern North Korea, roughly 20 miles from the border with China. A heavy steel door in the side of a mountain swings open wide. This is the clandestine Ho Jungni missile operating base, which includes a secret city underground. From decades of archival satellite imagery, the CIA has determined that to be more than 20 above-ground structures here, including a greenhouse to grow food and a lawn for a parade, that the complex includes at least two underground facilities and can house at least one regiment-sized missile unit, exact numbers unknown. The mountaintop here is covered with soil and is mature vegetation growing tall, designed to disguise itself from satellite detection overhead. Imagery analyst Joseph Bermudes Jr. explains. But almost nothing is known all about what goes on inside the facility. North Korea has never acknowledged its existence, and its national designator is not known. 8 seconds, After the steel door in the side of the mountain swings open, out rolls a Korean Peeply TMS Army ballistic missile transporter erector launcher with a Hwasong 17 ICBM lying horizontal on its 22-wheeled flatbed. The launcher drives several hundred feet down a dirt mountain road lined with a protective berm. The vehicle stops. Soldiers jump out, make adjustments, step to the side. The missile is armed. It is readied. It fires. In a plume of explosive rocket exhaust, the Hwasong 17 ICBM ascends from its launch pad and into the sky, moving above the wooded forest in boost phase. Its flames ignite the pine trees on the ground and send large boulders rolling downhill. The total number of North Korean nuclear bombs targeting the United States in this scenario has now risen to 3,000 of miles overhead. The Defense Department TMS Mighty Spurs satellite system sees the launch from space and notifies command. The likely targets for this second ICBM will take another several minutes to discern. With the Pentagon destroyed, track data flows to NORAD, NORTHCOM, and STRATCOM via the command center in the sky, the Doomsday Plane, to SITAR beneath Raven Rock Mountain, and to the two nuclear command centers that remain, the Missile Warning Center in the Cheyenne Mountain Complex, Colorado, the Global Operations Center below Apt Air Force Base, Nebraska, 40 minutes, 30 seconds, National Defense Management Center, Moscow, Russia, watching satellite TV inside his Moscow office, a colonel with Russia TMS Main Intelligence Directorate, the GRU, is so enthralled with the mayhem in America that he neglects checking his voicemail. He has not heard the message that came in 15 minutes ago from a source he runs in Wyoming, USA. The job of the GRU is to gather human intelligence for the Russian military through military attaché tilde copyright s, foreign agents, and spies. This includes spies in America, like the old man who keeps an eye on the Echo 01 Minuteman 3 ICBM launch facility in Wyoming. In Moscow, the GRU officer checks his voicemail. He listens to a short, numerically coded message, one that follows previously authorized reporting protocols. The message includes numbers and letters in the Russian alphabet, in Cyrillic, that verify content and authenticity. Translated into English, the message is succinct: the ICBMs have launched. Phone in hand, the GRU officer picks up a secure telephone and begins making calls. 40 minutes, 30 seconds, Hudson Yards, New York City. In New York City, at the Cable News Network studio in Hudson Yards, workers continue to flee the building in droves, including the anchor who, until just a few minutes ago, was reporting breaking news live on air. In this scenario, a younger journalist now sits down in front of the camera. Working to keep her composure, she explains to whoever may still be watching that access to social media platforms across much of the country is mostly down. That the ability for viewers to watch this CNN broadcast is likely a hit or miss, depending on where it is you live. Many American TV and radio stations are not functioning as a result of data center failures, carrier failures, and workers straight up abandoning their jobs. With information sharing in a state of utter chaos, the journalist says she will now read out loud instructions downloaded from FEMA TMS Region 4 office in Atlanta, which is still functioning at this time. Journalist: EATMM going to read from AO. Be prepared for a nuclear explosion. A behind her, an electronic screen displays an image screen grabbed from the California Department of Public Health. The U.S. government regularly issues warnings about what to do in a nuclear explosion. California Department of Public Health. The terrifying photograph is a decades-old image of an actual nuclear mushroom cloud and stem. The photograph is real, a nuclear bomb captured on film during a Cold War bomb test back when atmospheric nuclear testing was legal. The image has been touched up. Someone has added orange and red hues. It looks sinister and malevolent because it is. Journalist: people are supposed to get inside, stay inside, and stay tuned. According to the federal government,